From physics to psychic is just a quantum leap. For the next hour, Santa Barbara author and psychic Pam Oseley is ready to take your call at 564-1290.
Pam provides valuable insight into your personal world,
your relationships, and how you can be more consciously aware of creating the life you want, the life you deserve. Call now, 564-1290, and make the leap.
Good evening. This is Pam Oseley and David Jay in the studio here in beautiful Santa Barbara, downtown Santa Barbara, with it staying light longer. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
Daylight savings for us in the United States. For those of you in Europe that are listening, hey, catch up. No, it's okay. It's coming. It's coming. It used to be the other way around. It used to switch weeks before we did, and now we get in a hurry, so we bumped up daylight savings.
And, of course, if you're in Arizona, there's
forget.
No change.
And Hawaii. That's right. Arizona and Hawaii. So anyway, we have a special guest on the air today. We have Deborah Beauvais. Is that how you pronounce it?
Correct. Very good.
Deborah Beauvais. So we are going to be speaking with her on the subject of how to turn your thoughts into divine love. And I was speaking to her before we got on the air, and I don't know, Deborah, if you are, but I'm being inundated with emails and people saying, what's going on the planet? Can you talk about, you know, what's happening in Japan, the tsunamis, the earth changes? Can you help us quell the fear? So we are going to get to that. We are going to talk about how you turn your thoughts into divine love instead of into fear. But of course, you're entitled to your feelings too. We're never here to tell you have to suppress anything that you're feeling or thinking. Just want to help you empower and inspire and be happier. So if you live your life in fear, that could be a way to not be happy. So anyway, Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you on. We had you on a long time ago, and I'm going to be on your show in April. Is that right?
April 9th.
April 9th, right, which is a Saturday.
5 o'clock Eastern time.
5 o'clock Eastern. So Deborah's calling us from Boston here. She's the owner of Dream Visions 7 Radio Network. So if you want to go to her site while we're talking, it is Dream Visions, then the number 7, and radio.com. So Deborah, first of all, before we get started with everything, can you give the listeners a little bit of background of who you are, how you got started, and what your intention is for your work?
Well, my intention is to be in service to the people, in service to the light, as I say. And as we all have started our journeys from the day we were born and previously, but many of us aren't aware of our journeys. And so I became aware early on, but then lost it and then reconnected with the higher source probably like about 5 years ago. So what we created, actually I created it from a thought of the radio network, and we're an eclectic group of radio hosts with the common goal to help people bring more joy, happiness, give them the tools on how to do that. And I'm also a reconnective and the reconnection practitioner. That is a modality that came through Dr. Eric Pearl, who's actually out on the West Coast. And I also do healings of that sort, and I also teach people how to connect with the divine love within. So it's all, everything is about love in my mind.
Mm-hmm. And you host a syndicated radio show called Love by Intuition?
Correct. Yeah, I've been in radio for 7 years. Love it. I'm hooked. It's in my blood. And I just love, as you probably do, Pamela, it's a beautiful way to get the message out on a global arena, per se.
Right. I feel honored that we can actually touch souls and hopefully inspire them and help people on our journey, right?
That is correct. That's right. You know.
Well, before we get into talking about Japan and what's happening in the world stage here, can you explain a little bit about, you do reconnective healing, and you're also a reconnection. There's a difference then, reconnective healing and your reconnection.
Yes.
Okay. So describe to people what that is.
Well, reconnective healing is a modality, again, from Dr. Eric Pearl. He feels that it's a modality that is somewhat similar to Reiki and some of the other modalities, but at a higher level, a closer level to God. And all I know is when I'm actually with a client and doing the reconnective healing piece, I actually feel like God comes into the room. I'm just the facilitator. But beautiful healing comes through, and it's beyond the emotional, spiritual, physical, all those different platforms. It goes to the very essence of your being. So it's really, really special. And I came across, it actually picked me instead of I picking it. And the reconnective healing is all about whatever is needed at that time. It can heal anything from cerebral palsy to cancer to if you're totally upset, emotional about the loss of a loved one. It can do all of that. And then the reconnection is actually talking about the meridian lines. At one time, we were connected to the universal grid, and somewhere along the way, thousands of years ago, we got lost. And so this is once in a lifetime. You never do it again. It's back-to-back sessions, and it brings you to the most glorious place where you know who you are. You can see clearer. You feel young again. That's what I hear all the time from the clients, and I've experienced it myself, jumping up and down like I was a small child. There's so many things that happen, and miracles happen afterwards, and I just can't say enough about it. It's amazing.
So are people reconnecting with their souls, with their higher source, with God? When you say reconnective, what are they reconnecting?
Yes. As far as the reconnective healing with the higher source, and then with the reconnection, again, higher source, but connecting to that universal grid. Right. And that's all the different meridian lines that each human being has.
Okay, great. So if somebody just tuned in, we were speaking with Deborah Beauvais. It's Beauvais.
Yes, Francais.
Francais. He's Francais. Beauvais. And you can go to her website at dreamvisions7radio.com, and it's the number 7, dreamvisions7radio.com, and you can learn all about reconnective healing and the reconnection process. And you, I'm sure you, on your site you talk about Dr. Eric Pearl and some of his work. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk about what's happening on the planet and how important our thoughts are in turning them into love. Pam Usley with you back in the studio here with David Jay and our special guest, Deborah Beauvais. And today our topic is actually how to turn your thoughts into divine love. And Deborah, you and I scheduled this long before anything happened on the planet like Japan. So we're going to get into that. But let's lay a foundation here, okay? What do you mean when you say how to turn your thoughts into divine love? Explain that, would you?
Sure. Well, first of all, we didn't come to the earth just to buy a good pair of shoes. We are here, actually, and what I know is we come from a higher place. We choose to be here, and we're here to learn, ultimately, love. Usually starts with us, and I don't know why, but it's the most challenging piece of work that a human being has to do is to learn how to love self, and we all know that. And it's what I call completing the circle of illuminating love, because it starts with us inside and really finding the love within, and then usually when you do that, you're connected to the light, which we all have the light within, whether we want it or know it, that it's there, it's there. And so when you start connecting with a higher source and the light within and that connection, then you want to know more about why we're here. What is the purpose? What is each individual's purpose? And there's all kinds of things. I mean, there's so many pieces, from forgiveness to releasing judgment or learning acceptance. There's so many little pieces to it. But ultimately, it's learning how to love self and connecting with the divine, who I say God, and that's everyone has their choice. But we chose to come here. I don't know how you feel about that, Pamela, but I really know that that's why we're here, to learn love, and we chose to be here.
I absolutely believe we chose to be here.
Yes, totally, yes. Uh-huh. We chose our parents, mm-hmm, everything. Mm-hmm. We make those choices so that we can learn and become stronger, grow our souls, and know that divine love. So as far as the thoughts go, as we all know, if we pay attention, we have thousands of thoughts that go on for every day. And it could be anything from, gee, I feel old, to, gee, I wonder how old she is, and why did they get a job like that? I should have had the job. You know, all these things. I look fat, my thighs are, you know, it's every little thought that goes by. So it's becoming aware. That is really the first piece of it, is becoming aware of your thoughts. Are they derogatory? Are they negative? Are they hateful? Or are they love? And if we all pay attention, 9 times out of 10, 90% of those thoughts are criticism. Criticism for us and criticism for others. And so it's paying attention to those thoughts and making a conscious choice that you don't want to have those thoughts any longer. And what happens is when you start baby steps of correcting your thoughts, then you start feeling lighter and you're feeling good, and miracles happen, and there's a buoyancy that you feel on a daily basis with everything that you do, because you are thinking in a more positive way. And that's what all of this, it really turns into what's happening with Japan. Certainly we can feel heavy if we choose to, but right now it's so important to be thinking of love. And I know you feel that as well, Pamela. And the whole thing about the universe, I feel that it's a wake-up call. Mother Earth, and it's been happening for a while now, Mother Earth is shaking us up. You know, with all the different weather issues and the different challenges that every single human being is experiencing, can be the death of loved ones, it can be losing homes, losing jobs, all losing partners, all kinds of things can happen. And so with that said, you know, one has to come together within their thoughts and learn that love. And when you have that light and that buoyancy, then you're able to handle the challenges in a more graceful way.
So you mentioned, I mean, I believe thoughts are very powerful. Thoughts are a creative force. You even say that thoughts are things in your
yes.
article here. Thoughts are things, and they really are. Science is even saying, proving that there's an electromagnetic energy. You know, it's they're things. And if we send out thoughts out into the world, out into our environment, out even into our bodies, we're going to get the repercussions of those. So there seems to be a lot of thoughts, Deborah, right now around fear. I mean, it's this huge wave. I mean, it wasn't just a physical tsunami of physical water.
Right.
There's a tsunami of fear out there about now the radiation leaks and it's going to hit the United States. And so now that feels destructive to me. If we start sending out fear, doesn't that add to it and adds to the panic, and then people start getting sick and self-fulfilling prophecy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because whatever we give out, we're actually receiving at the same time. If someone is thinking fear of the end of the world, then that is the vibration that goes out. And so we have to think of the opposite of healing the world, healing people. Because really, we are one in the sense of everything that we do, we're connected. It's not about the Japanese and Americans or any other. We're human beings, and we're all connected.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I'm going to jump. This is all connected. It is connected. Did you
yes.
have any sense? I for at least 2 to 3 weeks prior to that event in Japan, felt that something big was coming. And I didn't speak it on the air because I do not like adding to the consciousness, but quite a number of my friends and I discussed it. We all felt this incredible pressure. Now, it could be that we're feeling it more on the West Coast, being in the circle of fire. We felt this incredible pressure building up, so I knew something was coming. And I even had a dream about it that night, which was unusual. I felt this incredible wave of pressure go over my body when I was sleeping. Of course, I didn't sleep most that night. Now, did you on the East Coast or in Boston, were you aware of any of this energy wave that was starting to build?
Well, I believe that it's been happening for some time now. I mean, with all that, we've had floods up here in the East Coast, which we haven't had in years and years. I don't even recall where even homes that are in a higher area have been flooded. So it's what I shared earlier. I really feel that Mother Earth is shaking everyone up, and it's all about going back to the basics, coming together as family and people, and scaling back what we need and use. There's so much waste with food and so much greed with certain other areas of things that it's a wake-up call to start paying attention to everything from recycling to taking care of other people. And so this is a piece of it, and I think we're going to see more look what's out in the Middle East. Everyone there is fighting for a democracy. So it's an upheaval, and we're going to see more of that. But I think on the end of it, we'll find that love will be at more peace. Whether everyone comes on board, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm very optimistic about the outcome. I agree with you. This is a big change. I feel like we're waking ourselves up, and Mother
That's
Earth
right.
is connecting with us on that. We're waking ourselves up. And so we have a choice of whether we go into fear with it. And, of course, I talk to people and they go, well, you know, you're not focusing on what's happening. You're hiding your head in the sand. They go, no, I'm choosing to create.
Right.
Not just, I'm not talking Pollyanna, like, oh, don't worry, pie in the sky, everything's going to be okay, put the blinders on, don't look at it, don't feel it, no, la, 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 everything's fine. I'm not talking about that. When I look at it, Deborah, thank you for asking, I'm using this as an opportunity to really walk my talk. When things like this happen, I go, okay, I'm being challenged. I'm being challenged to see if I really believe that we're not victims, that this is a part of our creation, that we are creating this in mass to help us transform, to transition. So rather than go into fear and panic, because a lot of people are, and I understand that, but you understand that doesn't come up with a good resolve then. That just feeds into the fear.
Right.
And therefore more chaos, and there'll be more problems on the street and more weather patterns, because I believe we're all connected. But it's an opportunity for us to rise up and go, okay, I do create my reality. I am connected with the planet, with everybody else on it. So I feel that this is our opportunity to walk our talk. Do you understand?
Right.
To like really live that we're connected, that it's about choosing. I love how you said we always have a choice, choosing the positive picture, choosing to see that even though, you know, it's like birthing pains, you know, and giving birth. I don't know if you have children. I don't.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I didn't want to have children. I didn't want to go through the birth pains. But, you know, it can be kind of a violent process. It's painful. It's violent. So the more we breathe, the more we see that the baby that comes out of this, the outcome is going to be positive. If we can all join together and focus on that outcome, I feel like we're going to help alleviate a lot of the fear, right?
Right. And a simple thing to ask oneself when you're paying attention to your thoughts is it serving me? Is it serving anyone?
Mm.
And if you can say yes, then it's a positive thought. If you cannot say yes, then you're thinking in negativity.
Mm,
and
that's good.
You know, we all have families, and there's many people that are in fear of all kinds of things. And that victim mentality that you mentioned, a lot of people are stuck in that. And I feel as though what that is they're crying out for love, but they don't know how to get the love so that they become a victim. I was a victim for years. I lost my husband at a young age and was left with three young girls, and I played that victim. I was that victim for years. And then I asked myself, you know, this doesn't feel good. I don't want this anymore. And then started to do some inner healing and paid attention to my thoughts. and turned everything around. And I feel as though the thoughts are like the ego. We hear about the ego all the time. And simply just say to that ego, think about love, not fear. And when you talk to your ego like that, which is you and your thoughts and your, and I say my little Debbie, then it's like a little game at the beginning, but you can turn it all around. It's really reprogramming for a positive outlook.
That's it. That is, it's reprogramming, totally. And when people say, oh, it's not reality, it's like, you know what, you're creating your reality. There is no objective reality, so you're either focused on the love and empowerment,
right,
or you're focused on fear and suffering. We're going to take a quick commercial break again, and we are going to come back with the wonderful Deborah Bouvet.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are not necessarily those of AM 1290 or the Santa Barbara News Press. The program's validity is for you to decide.
I always love that. Yes, the viewpoints are mine. I own them. So here we are back in the studio in beautiful Santa Barbara with Daylight Savings Time. Thank you so much. I love it when the sun's out. With our wonderful guest, Deborah Bouvet. Boo or Bo? Bouvet. Thank you. Bo.
Perfect.
Okay.
Bouvet.
Right. And we are speaking about how to turn your thoughts into divine love, how not to have your thoughts go to fear. Deborah, I saw something interesting. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I don't really watch the news. I realize I'm on a news radio station, but I really don't participate in the news a whole lot, only because there's so much negativity and fear, and I don't have time either. Anyway, I did watch some things that I found interesting. I saw the Japanese people, and there's more panic in America right now than there is in Japan, and that amazes me. I watch these people. They're calm. They're going about their business. Of course, they're traumatized. They're freaked out. They're out walking their dogs. They're out trying to put the pieces back together. They're very quiet. They're very stoic, and they don't seem to be going into the same kind of panic and fear that we are here. Do you feel like this, and again, not putting blame, but I almost feel like sometimes this country is built on more of the drama, and our TV shows are even drama, and you know, we like to have scary movies. And is there a difference in the culture, a difference in the belief system, a difference in the religious or spiritual beliefs in countries like that, that they can seem to get past it?
Yeah, I think it's E, all of the above, because in this country, we're bombarded, as you have shared, with negativity on the news. I mean, when you think about it, on Channel 10 and 7, which is one of the main channels here, NBC, they reserve the last 5 minutes for someone making a difference, and the rest of it is what everybody's doing that's negative. And I believe that the more we see that, and the more that we see movies that are all about killing and ripping each other apart and all that negativity, like those housewives that show with all some, and my kids actually watch that and they get a kick out of it, but it's so derogatory. And so I think that there are many of us turning around, but I also know, because I'm in media, that there's a lot of media that's still stuck in the old times. And so it's going to take, I think, a lot of human beings in this country to not go to certain movies, to demand better quality movies, TV. And the more that happens, then these other, you know, brutal murders, all of that. I mean, how many, when you think about it, how many shows are on all about somebody killed someone and now they're trying to figure out how they died or who the killer is? I mean, there's so much of that.
Yeah, no, it's like I'm not anti-American. Trust me, I love the world. I'm not like American,
sure,
French, whatever. I love the world. I feel like we're all in this together. But I just wonder if we're drama junkies here and if we can start realizing that and rise above it. And again, I don't care if people watch their shows and they get a kick out of it because we like feelings. But it's amazing to me to see how much drama got circulated.
Yeah.
So I like that you're talking about choosing, being conscious. I love that you stated just be conscious of your thoughts and see if you're actually scaring yourself to pieces or if you could choose. Now, Deborah, what are some of the things that people can do to choose, to use their will, their determination, and be disciplined enough to choose loving thoughts or to choose positive or to choose to see this world being healthy and happy and there's enough for everyone? How can we do that?
Well, it's just going within and asking yourself and getting to know you. I'm all about getting to the truth of who each of us is and embracing and accepting us. You know, many people are trying to be someone else or what someone else, what they think the other person wants of them, and so they're not really in tune with their feelings. And that's part of the intuition, all those different pieces that go with that. But going within to find out who you are and embracing everything and then asking a simple question is when you're, what you're feeling like. Ask yourself, does it feel good? I don't know of a human being out there that would say, no, I don't want that love. It feels too good. I want to be stuck over here. But many people don't know how to get unstuck. And so it's, again, getting to know who you are, spending time quietly. And everyone has time. If it's a, you know, it's an excuse, and I've used it myself in my lifetime where I just don't have enough time. But even 15 minutes, if one sits quietly with their palms open, then what happens is you start to feel, you start to hear messages, you start to, light bulbs will come with ideas and creative forces come through, and it feels good. And that's the only way that I can explain. If it feels good, you want more. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't feel good, then you'll find different things. If you're stuck in your stuff, which many of us have been, you'll find different excuses to feed into the miserableness that you feel because you don't know how to get out. But once you start those baby steps of getting out, now you can feel the light and it spurs you on to have more. You want more. And that's going back to the fear. People that are stuck in fear, it's almost like Japan can be an excuse for them to be more fearful, to be feeling more like a victim. But again, if you spend that time quietly, you'll find that light will come through, and that feels good. I'm sure you've experienced that, Pamela, the different things that feel good, so it really propels you to want to know more, and you search more with reading and as I said, doing that quiet time. It doesn't have to be called meditation.
Yeah, and I find it's much more exciting. I get excited when I go on that route. But what would you say, Deborah, to people that say, well, you know, I do drugs and that feels good, so are you telling me if it feels good I should just go ahead and watch TV and drama because it feels good, or doing drugs because it feels good, or how do they know the difference?
Well, we all know deep within, because we have people in our family that are alcoholics, drug addicts, and you know if you're honest with yourself, you know. If you say, well, I'm going to continue with drugs because it feels good, it's a cop-out, and you're fooling yourself, and you know you're fooling yourself. Each one of us, we have that intuition, and when we say something nasty to someone, we usually feel uncomfortable. And if we are mean to someone, we usually feel uncomfortable. If we're doing something behind someone's back, we usually feel uncomfortable. And that is that natural intuition, the light, that's telling you, but many people will say, I'm not listening to that. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of it, I think, too, is going back into where the core of the pain is. Is it from a child? Is it from your childhood? Is it from death? Is it from abandonment? And a lot of times people are in fear again because of the pain, but they're more in pain by carrying all the heavy stuff on their back when they start releasing some of it, they start to feel lighter, and again, it feels good, so you keep going down that path.
Mm-hmm. So look, I like that you already said one of the things we can do to start getting unstuck or to start focusing more on love and positivity, I love that, is one is be quiet. Be quiet, get connected with yourself, go inside, really get to know yourself. Are there other steps that people can do to start to continue this process?
I think it's important to look in the mirror. Many people have talked about that. I did that when I was just a young girl working on myself, not realizing what I was doing. But looking in the mirror and really looking in the eye. And not be afraid to talk with yourself. No one has to know. And come right out and see how it feels when you say, I love myself. And there's so many things, but again, it's a choice. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. We had a tumultuous childhood, and one of my sisters is still carrying all her stuff from her, well, I shouldn't say one of my sisters, we all have, but this one particular sister was asking me, I told her to sit with her palms open, and so she did, and then she shared with me that what came up were two particular instances that happened when she was 12 years old. And so I asked her how she felt about that, and she just thought it was really interesting, and why did that come up? But I said to her, well, you know why. It's really the core of what happened in our childhood. It had a lot to do with my mom. We chose that because we wanted to learn how to love self. And that is really it in a nutshell. So for her, she needs to start forgiving my mom and herself. And that takes some time. And there are layers. But when she's ready, everyone has to be ready. And if they're not, they're going to stick with their stuff and be in fear with everything, including Japan. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's really her choice when she's ready to say, you know what? I'm going to start now and start forgiving my mom little bit by little bit and know that, you know, she really did what she did because that was her path in this lifetime. And so we learn from that. And again, it's all about love because we grew up in an environment that wasn't love. And that's why we were in that environment, so we could learn the love. Mm-hmm. It's all about love.
And still about choice. We can still choose love or we can choose fear.
So, right.
And it is a choice, even though people feel like it's not a choice because they go into reaction. We all do it. We all go into reaction. None of us here are perfect, and yet we're all perfect.
So, right.
We're speaking with Deborah Beauvais here and from Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Her show is called Love by Intuition. You can go to her website at dreamvisions7radio.com. And learn all about her work from Dr. Eric Pearl and find out about her workshops or classes or how you do your reconnective healing work. So we're going to take another last commercial break before the end of the show, and we'll be right back. This is Pam Osley back with you with David J. and our special guest, Deborah Beauvais. And we are talking about how to turn your thoughts into divine love. So we're talking about how fear doesn't really serve you. And there's a lot of fear going on the planet right now. And if you just look at it on a practical basis, when people go, but you have to be afraid because you have to survive and you have to, you know what? If you were out in the ocean and any lifeguard will tell you this. If you're out in the ocean and big waves are coming to you and you're afraid you're going to drown, if you go into panic and you start splashing around, even if the lifeguard shows up, you'll probably drown the both of you. So the calmer you can and be and rise above it and see the big picture. I mean, there's been lots of drama on the planet, lots of things going on, and it always passes, and we always learn from it, and we always come out better. We become more compassionate, more loving, more connected. So anytime I feel like we create drama like this on the planet, it's to raise us up, like Deborah was saying. It's to get us to go into love. It's to get us to have compassion and connect with each other and have compassion. So, again, common sense. If you go into fear, you're not going to think clearly. You know, if there was a fire in the house, if you go into panic, you could probably make a mistake, wrong move. If you go into calm, like Deborah said, be calm, sit still, connect with yourself, you're going to get better answers, and you're probably going to be making better choices. Right, Deborah?
Exactly. So
so there is a lot of value, even if you don't believe that thoughts are things, which I do believe that they are, and they affect our environment, ourselves, our bodies, the people around us, our weather, just on a practical state. You know, if you go into fear, you're going to get fear coming back at you, right? That's the karma thing, right? Whatever you put out comes back to you.
So. Right. I mean, if you're in fear of, say you're dating and it's a new relationship and you're enjoying it, but you're in fear that it's not going to last, it probably isn't going to last because that's what you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. And so when you just relax and enjoy the moment and just breathe in all the joy of having that new relationship, then it continues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on the other end too is everyone that we interact with, is there's a lesson there where we always have an opportunity to grow our souls, and that's why we're here. And so many a times we might be in a relationship for a short period of time. I mean, when I think of, I always say that I've had, and other people do as well, I say I've had many lives within this life. When I think of all the different things adversity-wise, all the lessons, the braveness that one ends up feeling when they have to make important choices of death or living or whatever I'm trying to say. You know what I mean. it's a lot. There's a lot to... Life is not that easy at times, and it is, but it can be. But again, we have to go through all our lessons. We have to, reap the rewards from those lessons. And as you probably know, Pamela, when you go through a difficult time, when you're in it, it's quite a challenge. When you're on the other side, you're like, wow, I know why that came about, and I really feel good now. I feel freer.
Mm-hmm, right. And I see life as an adventure. It's a series of adventures. If I can look at it that way, then everything's like, wow, look at that one. Ooh, that was an exciting ride. And Deborah, I like to, that I believe that we can teach by example, and we all affect each other. We've all been around people that if they get really negative or angry, all of a sudden it upsets everybody around them. If they're really excited and hyper and nervous and anxious and drama, then everybody else starts getting dramatic and fearful. So if we can stay calm, calm and loving. I love that you said we can choose love. If we stay loving and grounded and calm and know that there's a higher purpose for everything and that we're helping ourselves evolve, then don't you feel like it affects other people around us too?
Absolutely. I'll give you a good example. My siblings, again, two of my siblings are alcoholics, and for years, for all their lives, because they're stuck in their stuff. And I used to be aggravated over because they weren't strong enough to let it go. They weren't strong enough to go forward. And then I decided, as I go through my own journey, I was like, well, wait a minute. Not about them. What's going on with me? And I started to think about how I felt. And what had to change was not them. It was I. I had to change the way I was thinking about them. And so now I'm so much more peaceful even around them. Now, do I hang around them 24/7? No. But when I'm around them, I'm more peaceful because what I do is I send them love. And, you know, you might put it in a bubble, color it. I always have white bubbles, but you might want to put it in a purple bubble, whatever you choose. And you just visualize it going right to them where they live. And visualize that glow of love is all around them. And it helps them. When we feel negative about them, it's not going to help them get better. But when we feel love around them and not judgment, we not only feel peaceful inside, but it helps them to see the light. And more work, and more waste than one.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. If we have judgment and condemnation inside us, basically we're the ones that have to feel that.
That's right.
You know, it comes from us and it comes back to us. So it doesn't
right.
do
so
us
Right. So whenever
any
you're
good.
Feeling mm-hmm. uncomfortable, instead of being annoyed at someone else, you know, look within and you'll find out what's going on with you, and then you can change you. And it, you know, we view. View everyone as needing love, especially when people say things to you that are hurtful, and maybe it's touching upon a sensitive part of you that isn't totally healed. Instead of being aggravated or feeling angry, just think of them that they really need a lot of love and send it, and then you feel lighter.
Right, and they can be a part that's helping you heal. It's like, oh, I still have that button in there. I didn't know I still had that button in there.
Exactly. Right. So,
right now, if you want to get in touch with Deborah Bovais, and again, it's BEAUVAIS. You can go to her website at DreamVisions7Radio.com, and you do, Deborah, you offer reconnective healing at a distance, so people don't just have to live in Boston, right? You can do it at a distance. Good.
Yes.
So we have about 60 seconds left here. Is there something, some final wrap-up you would like to get across to people, what the most important thing you would like to say to them?
Well, the most important, other than the pure love, is to know that we are eternal. Yes, that we cross over, we pass on. Our souls continue. We are eternal. So for those out there that are in a lot of pain and fear of what is happening in Japan and maybe what's happening in your own life, just know that we will continue on. We're all going to die at one time. We're all going in the same direction. But that doesn't mean that we're totally gone. We are eternal and we'll continue on and we'll be back and we'll see our family again. And it's a whole different outlook when you know you're eternal.
Right, then death isn't so scary. And I trust that as tragic as that was for the people that lost their loved ones, because that's where the pain is. But the
Absolutely.
People that did go over, I still don't believe they're victims. I still believe on some level we don't know what was going on in their souls. We don't know. I'm sure they're all fine now. I do believe that they're all fine now. But we don't know what they were choosing. Maybe they were helping us learn how to be loving or compassionate. So our hearts go out to all the people that are in fear. Our hearts go out to all the people that are suffering and struggling. But we still know it's either love or fear, so we're choosing love. So, Deborah, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Again,
oh, thank you. Thank you, Pamela. And remember, Pamela is coming on April 9th on the Love by Intuition show, and that's at 5 o'clock Eastern time.
And is that on a Saturday? I think that's what I have on my
Saturday,
schedule.
Saturday, yes.
Saturday,
yes.
April 9th at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So
correct.
Everybody gets to do the math and remember right now we're in daylight savings, but those of you in Europe, I don't know when you're changing. Deborah, thanks again. We really enjoyed
Thank
having
you.
You. Thank you for helping everyone choose love and best wishes. And I will speak to you on April 9th. Bye-bye.
AM 1290's quantum psychic Pam Osley, thank you for your time and open mind in furthering the discussion of bringing the unknown to light in our daily lives, where spirit and science evolve and revolve around each other. The viewpoints expressed in this program are not necessarily those of AM 1290 or the Santa Barbara News Press. The program's validity is for you to decide. Yet, a leap forward in mankind's expanding consciousness requires a look within. Thanks for making the leap.